Let's go to the phones. John is calling from Baldwin. John, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, pastors, for taking my call. I had a question regarding a scripture. I believe it's in the book of Ephesians. The one that talks about all prayers being hindered. I think it's in response, a particular how husbands treat their wives so that your prayers will not be hindered. I was wondering, is that scripture saying that our prayers would be hindered because we are sinning, or would it be because we may be in a state of sin, or assurance or confidence before God won't be there, and in that sense it would be hindered?
John, it's a good question. Thank you for the call. Ken?
The passage is actually 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. And I think the answer is really both. I don't see any reason to prefer the one as opposed to the other. If we are not loving our wives as husbands, then right away we have a kind of a lack of faith that could be hindering our prayers. And specifically, they could be hindering our prayers in relationship to our wives, because we are not honoring our wives.
Now, so the problem there isn't, to put a fine point on it, the problem would not be, or the solution there is not to necessarily pray more fervently. The solution is, again, return to the source of faith, the cross of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins.
And that's where the power to love one's wife and the power to pray both come from.